Hi, this is Scott Burton at K2. I'm sitting down with Frank Henry Kosh Katas. He is the winner of the Native Voices at the Autry's 5th Annual Short Play Competition and the Vaughn Murray Atchley Excellence in Playwriting Award for his short play, Reeling. Frank, congratulations.
Thanks. That's quite the introduction.
Yeah. Well, it's a couple pretty cool awards. Before you tell us about Reeling and what it's about, tell us a little bit about this theater.
Native Voices, it's based on in the Autry in Los Angeles, and they're a Native American and Alaska Native-based theater. They have this great ensemble of Native American and Alaska Native theater artists from all across the United States. And twice a year they do competitions. They do a full-length festival where they pick three plays to do a week's worth of rehearsals and workshopping.
And you were selected for that too, right?
Yeah, I did. They Don't Talk Back last year, or geez, earlier this year. It's been a whirlwind year. Earlier this year, and they actually picked that up for production, so it'll be going up on their main stage in March, which is a great honor. And then they do a short play competition, and basically they pick 5 to 7 plays from the short play festival. And same thing, they do a week's worth of rehearsals and stuff. This time they didn't fly me down there, but you know, they have actors, producers, directors, dramaturgs all work on this specific script. And I kind of did it as a writing workshop, or, you know, for myself, like a writing exercise, because I wasn't sure. You know, I had done They Don't Talk Back, so I was like, oh, I'll give this a shot too. And then from those 5 to 7 plays, they do the readings, and they have judges there, and they judge the short plays, and, you know, mine was picked. So it's really quite an honor. I was looking at the bios of all the other participants, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I have no shot. You know, I was kind of psyching myself out, but so I was really surprised and really honored and humbled that mine was picked, along with these, you know, some great established playwrights and theater artists.
Well, congratulations again. So the title of the play is Reeling. How long is it? Tell us all about it.
The length is actually funny because it's supposed to be a 10-minute, I think. And when I first started coming up with an idea, I was like, geez, how am I going to fit this in 10 minutes? Because I have a tendency to write and write and write. And so I called them up and I was like, how strict is the 10 minutes? They're like, well, maybe stretch it to 12 if you need. I was like, great. And so they did their first reading, and it was something like 22 minutes. So I had to go at it, you know, the red ink and start slashing some of my babies because, you know, every word is my baby. And I was like, ah. So I was slashing and slashing and slashing, and I think they got it down to the allotted time, which was great.
All right. What's it about?
It's always hard to do or to answer because I want to tell you what the whole story is. It's basically about these two young ladies who in some ways were raised by their uncle, you know, in traditional Tlingit sense, it's your uncle teaching nephews. But he had no nephews and they had no aunts. So he taught them what he knew. And these two young ladies, they're cousins. They go and steal his urn from his memorial service, and they decide they're going to go throw the urn into the halibut hole that he would always take them. And so the whole play takes place on a canoe, and it has flashbacks and stuff like that, where the uncle, like the canoe is, I imagined it on some sort of wheels or something like that, that it, they can move and throughout the whole play. And the uncle is kind of there moving everything for them. And so then it'd have flashbacks and stuff like that for some of the lessons he would teach them. And, you know, it tells a little bit about his past and about theirs through these flashbacks. And the whole time they're heading to their fishing hole, their halibut hole, to go place his urn at the bottom of the sea, because that's what he said he always wanted to be to be placed there because he took so many halibut from this halibut hole that the balance, you know, balance is really important in Tlingit culture. He needed to go back to the halibut hole because he took so many lives from there. So that's kind of what it is in a nutshell, and things happen in between. Like I said, it's, you know, 10 minutes long, so it's a lot to fit into 10 minutes. But it was a really great exercise, I think.
What inspired the play for you?
Actually, a friend and I were kind of talking about it, and he was telling me about he was canoeing with some people from Cake or something like that, and just the determination and, you know, no matter what the weather was, no matter what, you know, some of these young men had, I guess they had made some sort of promise or something that they were going to canoe a certain distance or do something like that. And I thought that was so inspiring. And they did it to honor a relative of theirs. They said, "We're going to do this for you." And they said the waves and everything were just gnarly. Maybe it was a story that he heard at some point, but and I thought that was inspiring. And so I kind of, and the theme of the short play festival was family. And so I kind of took a couple of those ideas and threw them together. And so that was kind of the basis of that.
I think you've sort of answered this just in your description, but if there's a takeaway from this play or something that you were trying to communicate, what might it be?
I talk a lot about balance and, you know, a lot of traditional Tlingit core values, tlatsin, you know, strength, and, you know, family. That's what it all comes down to, I think.
Okay. How do you feel right now?
Pretty good. Like I said, I was pretty shocked. It was so funny because they were like, yeah, it's going to start at 1:30. And I thought that meant my play was going to start at 1:30. And, you know, it's like 10, 15 minutes. So I was kind of sitting there, you know, sweating bullets. I'd already looked over the bios because I, you know, and so I was all psyched out. And then I kind of got antsy, so I texted the dramaturg, and I was like, how'd it go? And she's, you know, this was an hour into it, and I still hadn't heard anything. So I was like, that's a bad sign. I'd read these bios, super established playwrights. And, you know, you see on Facebook, like, oh, my gosh, this was so great, and things for other people's plays. So I was like, oh, man, mine's going to be – I guess I didn't win. So I sent her a text, and I was like, any word? And she's like, yours is on stage right now. It's like, oh, my gosh, well, let me know how it went. And, you know, 5 minutes later, she texted me and said, it won. I was like, whoa, that's incredible. So I think they filmed it, so hopefully I'll be able to watch it, but I'm not sure.
Please share it with us if they do.
Yeah, if I can, I will.
Love to see it. What's the future? What's next for you?
Like I said, They Don't Talk Back will be produced at definitely in Los Angeles in March. There's talks of other places down south and maybe closer to home at some point in the near future, which was pretty cool. So that's that, and I have a couple other small writing projects people have asked me to do, and you know, hopefully find time to act or something in between too.
How about any more plays in the making for yourself?
Full-length plays. I have had some stuff that I wrote a long time ago that I kind of took a look at again, you know, just as like screenplays that I might try to turn into a play. Otherwise, I don't know. Not really. I'm trying to find motivation, I think, is always what a writer is trying to do. So maybe I'll find some motivation.
Not to mention you work full-time and you're a dad.
Sure. Those things too. And my wife, she does, you know, she does theater as well. She's in Sweeney Todd right now. So I have a lot of things I'm juggling all the time.
Frank Henry Kashkatas, again, congratulations.
Thanks.
And thanks for talking with me today.
Thanks, Scott.